Before you jump into this episode, I want to put a date in front of you. Hey, it's Erin from Real WW Talk, July 7th. Just for a second, I want you to visualize yourself on July 7th. How are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Do you have a brighter outlook? Or do you feel stuck? The time is going to pass anyway, and it's completely within your control how you feel in just a few short weeks. And as you come up with your goals, the things that you want to do to be feeling your best on July 7th, I want to recommend that you join our next Real WW Talk Step Bet. July 7th is the last day of that step bet. It's actually going to begin on May 27th, Memorial Day. That's an easy day to remember. So download that Step Bet app, place that $40 bet on yourself for accountability, for your goals, and join us in the Real WW Talk Stepping Into Summer Step Bet. I think you'll be so glad you did. And come July 7th, you'll have an amazing feeling of accomplishment. Use the game code RWWT or look for the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get on to your episode. Time for another Real WW Talk, the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Erin, and Ricky, who are following the Weight Watchers plan. Each week, we talk about our health journey on WW. Now, there is no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk, because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. On today's Real WW Talk, what are you willing to do to make the plan livable for you? And what are you unwilling to do? Short-term fixes don't support long-term goals. So let's talk about how we can make our health journey the most fulfilling it can be. Are you ready? Let's talk. Well, hi there. Welcome to Real WW Talk. I am Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
Hi, ladies.
Hola. How is everybody?
How you doing? We're choosing different language. Bonjour.
I did a little bit of like a English accent a few weeks ago, so I figured I would do, you know, some Spanish for you guys with Hola.
Okay. I like it. Real WW Talk is around the world.
Yes, we are.
That's what I was going to
say. Hello, Australia. Hello, Ireland.
Mm-hmm. I was waiting for you to do the accent when you said Australia. I was ready.
I'm not going to do that.
Steve Irwin. No. Okay.
Every Australian person waits for the American to go, crikey.
As they roll their eyes, they're like, if they bring up Steve Irwin, I'm not listening anymore.
If I hear them say shrimp on the Barbie one more time. Candace. Oh, did you see Candace's? And you're the one who started it, man.
I know. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. It started with an hola, and look where it went.
And look here we are. Man, last week we had such a great conversation. Mm-hmm. I really, really enjoyed it, and I'm excited at what we're going to talk about this week. Couple things, though, before we jump into today's topic. Just want to make sure that you know this. If you watch Real WW Talk in our Facebook group, which you can find by searching Real WW Talk on Facebook. Facebook is not allowing third-party tools to have access to groups anymore. And all that means is we use a third-party tool to broadcast into our Facebook group. And Facebook said, sorry, nobody can do that anymore. So you will not be able to watch the live broadcast of us in the Facebook group anymore, but you will still be able to find us on YouTube. So you can watch us on YouTube. And then we have the podcast as well. And that's just the audio version of what we talk about in the video format. So we just want to give you a heads up. That's going to be coming about like another couple days. It's right around the corner. So we don't want you to think that we don't know what we're doing and we're no longer doing it. It's Facebook. That's just not being nice to everyone.
We didn't abandon you. Just come over to YouTube if you want to catch us live. That's where it will stream.
Yeah. And bonus too, if you even just set it and let it go, Facebook, YouTube will even give us a little bit of money here and there to help pay for Real WW Talk.
5 cents, you know?
Yeah.
5 cents.
We'll take it. We'll take every penny they throw our way.
I won't be upset about it.
But speaking of, we want to make sure you know too that you can become a subscriber of Real WW Talk through our podcast platform. And we're so grateful. We've had so many people recently who have joined in as recurring monthly subscribers. And thank you so much, because we all have day jobs. We have like other things that we do. And this is a part of us that's so core to our health journeys. And we love being able to share it with you. And there is a cost to doing it. And so we just want to acknowledge all of the people who've come alongside us as subscribers to help make Real WW Talk happen. So thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're so grateful. Thank you
very much. So, so Judith left this comment in the, was it Judith? No, sorry. It's Nola. Nola left this comment a couple weeks back in the Real WW Talk Facebook group. She says, yesterday, I became very frustrated with myself. I have not made any progress in weeks. I was feeling like a failure. And after a good night's sleep, it's very clear to me why. I haven't been honest. I haven't been tracking. I haven't been putting in the work. I haven't made the proper choices to see results. Cut and dry, I haven't been doing what I need to do. So today is a new day, and I will do my best to make the small changes I need to make. Yeah. Nola, haven't we all been in that spot of like, okay, I know the problem is me. It's me.
Yes. That's that put that, you know, I always talk about that poem I love, Autobiography in Five Short Chapters, falling in the same hole. And one day I say, I am doing this. I'm not going to keep doing that. I'm going to walk around the hole.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's that simple.
Yeah. Candace, this makes me think, Nola's comment makes me think about something that we had been talking about because you've been going to the meetings. Ricky and I don't have meetings. Ricky, do you have meetings anymore?
I do not anymore.
I don't have meetings anymore, but Candace does, and she regularly attends 15 a day.
I do. It's been great. Honestly, it's been so great for my mental health. Yes, I am on there. You all probably have seen me if you have meetings. I'm in one every hour.
It's awesome. Candace is our rep. Yeah. But one of the WW topics has been, you know, what are you willing to do to make the plan livable? Mm-hmm. For you. Can you, Candace, you want to unpack that a little bit? Because I just think about all the things that Nola said. Mm-hmm. And I love that she said, I'm going to start making the small changes necessary. But Nola sounds like she is in that headspace of, I am going to do what I need to do to make this plan livable.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, they were talking about the broader statement was simple swaps that you would make to save points. But what the topic and the discussion was centered around, what are you willing to do on your personal journey to assist you with hitting your goals? And they acknowledge that everybody's different in terms of what they're willing to change or willing to not change and the level and degree to which they would do the things. So I was talking to the ladies about how I thought that was such a profound thing to discuss, because even amongst the three of us, there's so much diversity in terms of what we eat, what we like to do, what we don't like to do, and what we do to make the plan livable for ourselves, that, you know, and hearing people who shared during the meetings, I was surprised to hear things that would be so easy for me to give up, you know, that are not easy for others and vice versa. So one of the big examples was mayonnaise, you know, how I love mayonnaise. And one of the leaders, Michael G, he said he loves a really wet sandwich. He was like, I can't eat a sandwich if it's not drenched or running in something. And he's like, so someone saying, don't, you know, swap out mayonnaise for mustard or don't do it at all. He's like, I'm unwilling to make that change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay. But he said, you can sue me. I will not. I will spend 3 points, if not more, on mayonnaise for my sandwich. Another person said, now that I've lost points because they have lost weight and their points have been reduced, they can no longer have a tablespoon. They may have a teaspoon. Mm-hmm. So that's a swap, or that's a change that you're making to accommodate your plan. So it just got me thinking about what are the things that I've had to change or to adjust or to swap to make my plan livable at different stages of my plan and even now. And I wanted to just kind of discuss that with you guys because it brought out a whole lot about the differences of what people need in order to make this plan livable. So yeah. What about you guys? What are some things that you feel you absolutely have had to swap or change to make the plan yours?
Well, for me, I like, you know, I've not been shy about saying that I probably eat out too much, but I have made changes with how often I go places like Starbucks. I will admit that maybe a few years ago, I would go almost every morning, not necessarily to get food, but to get a coffee. So for me, it was decreasing the amount of times I go, but also I had to realize even if I go once a week or once every other week, the type of sandwich that I like to get when I go there, if I get a sandwich for breakfast, was, I think, 14, 15 points. And it was not worth it to start my day with that many points, especially since the drink is, I think the drink that I like is about 9 points. It just wasn't worth it. I have a good amount of points, but it just, starting your day like that is really hard. So, one of the things that I will swap if I do make the choice to have Starbucks for breakfast is going to get the turkey bacon sandwich instead of the sausage one that I used to get, which is a difference of like 10 points. So I think the turkey bacon sandwich, is 6 points. So it's a huge difference. It has egg whites in it. It's made with an English muffin and then turkey bacon. So it does have a little cheese on it, which gives it a little more flavor, but does it taste as good and as greasy as the other one? No. But is it worth it to start my day with significantly fewer points? Yes. So that's something that I've made an adjustment with.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
That's a great swap. So I'll talk about pre-gluten and dairy allergy and then now like with gluten and dairy allergy because I'm forced into it. But I would say pre-allergy, I really didn't have a problem swapping like the bread for things. So I, for instance, a Five Guys, I know I'm pretty sure you've been down this path before, but I would be fine pre-allergy. I would have been fine doing the lettuce wrap because that meant I could have, I felt like I could have more French fries. And if I had to choose between the two, I would want to have more French fries than the other. Now that is my choice. It is the way it is. I would also say, so like, swapping some carbs. Carbohydrates. I should probably get everything as a carbohydrate. So I should be more clear on that. Starchy carbs. So for instance, rice, I would take rice and then mix it, cauliflower rice inside or riced cauliflower inside with it. So I'd still get rice, but then I'm boosting my nutrient level a little bit more with the cauliflower rice. Those to me felt like livable swaps. I'm going to be honest, trying to pass riced cauliflower off as rice is not rice. That is not rice to me. I want some rice and I want white rice. I don't want brown rice. I want white rice. And so that to me, what made the plan livable for me was to still get my white rice along with some vegetables, and that made it a little bit more doable. And same thing with potatoes, doing potatoes and cauliflower together, that extends kind of the life of it. But I don't actually notice that the potatoes, that many of the potatoes are missing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So little swap. I mean, we've been down the path of mayonnaise versus avocado and Yeah. We've beat that one till it's dead, but I'm the same way of give me real cheese, give me real mayo. Mm-hmm. What's going to make it sustainable for me is not a watermelon shaped cake on my birthday, mm-hmm. but a piece of cake on my birthday.
Yeah.
That makes the plan livable for me. That's, mm-hmm. those are the things that I want. And I don't want, you know, I don't want things hanging over top of my head in a negative way. I'm just going to, I'll be able to enjoy the piece of cake, if you will. And I'm not starting over the next day. I think that's also a big language thing for me is I'm going to have my piece of cake and that's the end of that day. And I keep going with the next day. I'm just living when it comes to that.
And that's kind of another piece. That's a great lead into kind of a follow-up question is we talk about the food, but when we think about our lifestyle as well and the way that we're, which talks about the way we're talking to ourselves, our exercise, the way that we're interacting with others. I feel like we don't talk about that enough. The swaps that we have chosen to make when we are adopting a healthier lifestyle to make it livable because like you, I used to have a very negative, I feel, tape that was playing of starting and stopping and restarting and perfectionism and all the things that I've had to let go of, you know, and to swap for forgiveness and for honest tracking, putting it all in, no matter good, bad, or ugly, sending it off to accountability people and moving on to a new day. But also how I'm approaching exercise and not being, you know, extra about how it, we've talked about this, how it has to be 30 minutes or it doesn't count, being okay with 10, 15. Those are swaps to a mindset that to me personally was faulty. For those who may still believe those things, you may not understand, but for the amount of time that we've been on this plan, that's something that I know I've personally realized. Mm-hmm. Those things were really keeping me stuck. And recently letting them go and swapping them for flexibility, forgiveness, honesty, consistency, and not hiding has been a game changer, you know, but it took time of recognizing that those thoughts weren't getting me where I needed to go. And it's not always about the mayonnaise, a teaspoon of mayonnaise or a tablespoon. It's how I'm processing what those things are. Am I saying I can't go out with friends because I'm on a diet? Mm-hmm. Can't do mm-hmm. those things. You know, I've been really, really obsessed with my mindset and making those swaps. So just, I was also curious if you all have had adopted any new mindset swaps mm-hmm. recently that have helped you too, because I think that's equally as important.
Yeah. I know I've had to make a shift with working out, and I think I've shared this on some level before, but you know, I used to be someone who could really consistently work out in the mornings. And if not, you know, there were times where I would have a partner and we would walk after work on a regular basis. And, you know, that phase of my life is this phase is different than that phase. I lived really close to that friend. We would walk after school and it was great. And then also I would, you know, live close to the gym and I could go in the mornings and it was also not too far from work. So the time difference, it worked out. I have a Peloton, I have access to the morning workouts, but it's for me, it's harder to get up in the mornings. So I had to shift from, I used to be someone who got up in the mornings and that it was something I could identify with and made my day easier. Yeah. But that doesn't mean I can't work out in the evenings. And that's a shift I've had to make to say, it's okay. I can forgive myself. And, you know, it's okay that I'm not that person who gets up early in the morning and works out. Doesn't mean I can never be that person. I can never identify with that, but I can sleep in, I can sleep till 6 a.m. instead of getting up at 4:30. And I can also work out after work. And I think that has helped me to more consistently work out in the evenings than I used to in the mornings more recently.
That, Ricky, that to me, that sounds like to what we've been talking, what Candace is saying, it's making the plan livable. Mm-hmm. Like, what does make the plan livable for you? And I saw this, I was reading another WW article and I'm glad I still have it pulled up because It says the most effective hacks work by finding the path of least resistance so that doing the right thing is also the easiest choice. And in some ways, to me, that sounds exactly, you know, what we're talking about, especially when we're talking about like the now the lifestyle part of this. What makes the plan livable may actually be the easiest choice for us. Because a couple of weeks ago, we talked about putting friction in between the, like, the things we didn't want to do. And this one almost is like, let's remove the friction between the things that we know we're supposed to do. I think for me in making the plan livable, like I've never been an exerciser in my life. I exercise my eyeballs by reading. That was my exercise as a kid. And the way that my parents would punish me was to take my books away and force me to go outside. So that's the level that we're talking about here with me. But so you guys know me as a walker, but that's something that I had to find out for myself. Like, I know in order to be this healthful person, I need to have activity, right? I need to do that. But what's the activity for me? And I've tried the Zumba. We've all seen me Zumba. Not a good thing. We've heard the tales of my Peloton. We've seen all the things I've done. I've even tried running and I was able to do that for a little while. And what makes the plan livable for me in a really great way is going for a walk every day. I might pump my arms a little bit when I go, but the most important thing is that I put my shoes on and I just go walk. It doesn't matter for me the intensity. It's about the consistency of doing that. That is livable for me right now. Who knows? I might get a wild hair in another year and decide I'm going to be the world's greatest swimmer. I doubt that. I have processed hair. That's not probably not a good option for me, but I'm not. Do you know what I'm doing? I'm trying really hard to not limit myself. Do you guys catch yourself doing that? Like, I limit myself and I don't want to do that. I don't want to say I'm not capable of this or I can't do this or Aaron Ashley, don't do that. You know, like even Zumba, I would like to create space that there's a potential for that. Although I've kind of leaned on the side of it's just, I've done enough of it to know it's not my livable thing.
Yeah. And see, I think mine is probably the opposite a little bit because I am an athlete, you know, and you're talking about not limiting myself. I grew up doing sports, tennis, softball, cheerleading again, which is a sport. I don't want to go into that, but I always like to make that a point because people think cheerleading is not a sport.
It is a lot
of work.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. But now, as a part of my current state of being and my health, accepting that I am an athlete means that I have made exercise a non-negotiable part of my day. So that required also pushing back on things that were robbing me of the ability to make space for that. So I do exercise in the morning because I'm an early bird and I like getting that done. But the Peloton is one mode of exercise. As an athlete, there's other things I like to do. I like to play tennis. I like to go outside. So I had to change some of my relationships with people to do it around activity so that I could maximize my day and feel good in my new space because I missed it. And for a long period of time as an adult, in my adult years, I didn't accept that label because my weight was higher. And I was like, overweight people don't get to call themselves athletes, which that's just not true. But that's what I felt. I felt you had to look a certain way to be called an athlete. And I was reminded when I went out on the tennis courts with my dad, who had double hip replacement, but he pushed through. He's the one who taught me how to play tennis. And when we got out there and hit, it's like the athletic part of me came back out again. Like, wait a second, like, you're not at goal, but this feels great. Like, I want to do this more. Like, this makes me happy. This makes my body feel good. And I'm not going to limit myself. And I'm actually going to kind of go. So I'm joining a league, and I found some people who I used to play with who are from the level. So I think that I'm adopting things and swapping out the space that I might have left for things that I felt others thought I should want, you know, because there's this thought about comfort. You should want to come home and sit down in front of the TV and do this and just relax. What if I don't want to? What if my relaxation is I want to get out on the courts and hit a tennis ball? Mm-hmm. Or I want to go walking because I want to increase my endurance so that I can do some other things. That's been new for me. It's been new to vocalize it and to say, because I'm an athlete, this is what I'd like to do.
Mm-hmm. I love you even just saying that, because sometimes that may even be the conversation with ourselves.
Yeah.
That's what it means to relax, is to come home and sit on the couch and do nothing.
Yeah.
And yeah, there may be times, but sometimes energy begets energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we need to do something. We have to, if anything, as Candace, as you would say, get curious.
Yeah.
But if we get curious about this, instead of coming home where I feel like everything I want to do is just to go lay down on the couch, what if actually I put my shoes on and I go for a 15-minute walk,
yeah,
or a 10-minute walk? Yeah. Let's just start there. Mm-hmm. And I have the option of coming back after 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll probably find out that actually I'm going to do 15, or you made up going and doing a 30. It's the feet first and your head will follow,
yeah,
principle. Mm-hmm. But even if you give yourself just 10 minutes, mm-hmm, and I can be done at 10 minutes, mm-hmm, and see what happens, trying to flip the script on our current patterns. But I think it also, we have to have a picture in our minds of who we want to become, though.
Yeah.
Because if we don't have that, then what's the point of doing this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's important, but I think also pushing back against the things that are, once you have the picture, that are the roadblocks to you getting there. And for me, I would say I'm one who really desires community. I really enjoy my relationships with others. And it's especially difficult if I'm not around those who maybe have a shared interest or a shared appreciation for the things that I like, mm-hmm, because I want to conform a lot to the way that others are. So, you know, if Aaron, you say your favorite store is Victoria's Secret, I don't know. And I'm like, I don't like it, but I say it's my favorite because I want to have a connection with you. You know, mm-hmm, I want us to have something to relate on. It's difficult for me when I don't have that with others, mm-hmm, or if the thing that I want is not something that others around me tend to want to do. They don't want to walk. They don't want to play tennis. So maybe then I just won't do it because I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be alone in my thing. You know, I've had to really process that because I can accept that I want community. I want to socialize. I want to be with others. And that sometimes I can, but it may not be with those things, and I can find a way to make it work. But that was a roadblock because I would just stop doing it. I don't have anyone who wants to do that with me. I'm not going to do that. Mm.
Would you think now for yourself, as you're doing this, are you doing some more things solo? Because it almost sounds like that's an opportunity. There's a little baby codependency,
yeah,
on that. Mm-hmm. And there's an opportunity to learn,
yeah,
who you are and this thing about you independent.
Well, and I keep bringing up tennis. It's just a really great example. Tennis is usually a sport you play with somebody else, right? Mm-hmm. So if nobody wants to play with me, and I did ask, because this was recent, I had two friends who I wanted to play with, and they, one was sick and the other one was not available.
Your two friends, were we?
Yeah, I know.
Other people?
I was like, you know what they don't want to do? No.
I know, you didn't call me.
Aaron's out walking and Ricky doesn't want to play me in tennis. But, But what I did was I went and hit the ball myself. I went and worked on my serve. And, you know, some tennis courts have this wall where basically you're hitting the ball to the wall and it hits it, you know, bounces off the wall and hits back to you. So it's a way to still do something. Of course, it'd be better if you wanted to play with someone. But like you said, I had to figure out a way to do something that made me feel good and it not to be dependent on somebody else. Mm-hmm. And get that need met and not make others feel guilty if they couldn't do it or didn't appreciate it. Because I think sometimes people will put their own things on you too. Like, why would you want to do that? Because I do. I just do. That's what I'm going to do. So, you know, I think you have to be strong enough sometimes when we're talking about swaps with, or it, you have to be strong enough to say, this is what works for me and this is what I want. And it doesn't matter if you understand it or you don't. I want the turkey bacon sandwich from Starbucks. I don't care if you know that me for the sausage one. That's not what I want right now. And, you know, you're not going to make me want it by guilting me or making snide comments, because I think sometimes we do that when we're insecure in our thing.
100%.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I really like that perspective on it too, of when other people are noticing your swaps that you're making. We've kind of had these conversations in the past of like, how do you respond to things? And something, because this is what I want to do, doesn't require any other explanation. This is because this is what I want. And this is what I want to do for me. So would you like to do it as well? Or do you want to get that? Great. No problem.
Karen's always walking. Oh my gosh. I bet it's 4:00. I bet she's going out for a walk. It's all those, you know, like, yep, sure am. Did you want to join me? You surely did. You
know. Right.
Come along. Let's have, we can walk and chat. It's so funny. One of my coworkers called me, the other day, and it was probably closer to 4:30, and I was out on my walk, and he's like, listen, I know you're out on your walk. I said, and I loved that.
Yeah.
And I was on my walk, and I said, well, I wouldn't have picked up on my walk if I didn't want to talk to you. So
I just had this vision though, of you like in the bed though, watching TV when he said it and being like, actually, I mean, yes, I am on my walk.
Right. Let me go get some water and sprinkle on my face in case they decide to turn it to FaceTime.
Thank goodness you're actually doing it. Yes, I am walking because I love to.
But what I like about that though, and again, these are things that take time, is they build up the consistency with other people. So like for you, Candace, where, you know, you've said your history has been molding to what other people want. You're now saying, this is what I want. And you're creating a boundary to invite people into, not to keep them out. Mm-hmm. And they know. They'll know where you are. They know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And people start to respect that boundary, right?
And the beauty is that we're also different, you know? And I think that that's another piece when you deny who you are or refuse to make the swap because you don't. There's things that make Ricky uniquely Ricky, Aaron uniquely you, and me. And if we don't make space for that, you know, and allow ourselves to show that, I think that we're doing the world and ourselves a disservice, because who needs carbon copies? If I don't like to walk, me pretending that I want to walk with you isn't really doing you any good. It's not doing me any good. You know, I don't like sausage. And I keep bringing that up because Ricky, you talked about the sandwich, but if you're like, eat this and I don't want it, you know what I mean? Like that wouldn't be a thing, or whatever your thing, it wouldn't be something that's true.
Right.
And I think that we have to stop doing that.
Meanwhile, I know none of you got peeps for Easter.
I was judging. I was hoping we were going to make it through without even bringing up those horrid thing, but she found a way. I was like, we're weeks away. She's not gonna
see it. It was very difficult for me to not buy any at 50%.
No, thank you.
There's a reason why I'm me and you're you.
I just said it, but I didn't mean it with that. That actually is something that everyone should hate. That's the point. Anyway.
Well, that brings this conversation to a screeching halt. So
you had to ruin it. It was going so well. She's like, and peeps.
And there it went. How to end a conversation. I wish
you were doing, Ricky. You saw, she was like, you know, this is going over, peeps.
Well, listen, we hope that this is, you know, started maybe a little bit of conversation for you to think about. What are you willing to do to make the plan livable for you, whether you're doing Weight Watchers or you're counting calories or whatever the plan is that you're following? You know, the end result for all of us, no matter what path we take to get there, is hopefully that we are more healthy people. And so what are you willing to do to make the plan livable for you? We're not talking about doing things that will harm yourself, you know, restricted eating, that type of a thing. We're talking about healthy and sustainable things to help you live, to live healthier. And then conversely, think about like, okay, what am I not willing to do? I'm not willing to cut on mayonnaise. I'm not willing to cut on real cheese. Okay, well then, you know the things that are important to you that in order to make this plan livable, what you need to do to make those things happen. So, we'd love to hear what your thoughts are on that. What are maybe some things that you've already put into action? Maybe as a result of thinking about this, what are some things that you will put into action? And, you know, think beyond food, think your lifestyle, think, you know, kind of put everything on the table and think about what changes you want to make that best version of you. All right. That's it for us. We hope you have a great week on plan and we'll see you next time.
Bye.